the word for boy that he was, so he's there, kind of like middle school. Jesus and to his parents. And they have a great time at the festival, I'm sure, because they're very devout people. And he just said, Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents were unaware of it, thinking he was in the company of the rich common. And all the people from the region would travel together, and often a bunch of relatives. Now, one of the things you need to realize, have you ever noticed that when several people are responsible to do something? You know what happens when several people are responsible to do one something? You know, maybe there's he's doing, she's doing, etc. But apparently this happened, that what they used to do is they had a caravan, and this was a quarter. This will surprise you, but the men of that age were slightly impatient. I'm so glad that's no longer true. So they would send the women on early in the morning, walking towards the destination with dogs and stuff. And then after a while, the men who, and the older boys, walk faster or harder and catch up with them by evening. So in that, it's easier for you to get caught up to think, remember, it's in that middle age, not like some other middle age, it's less desirable. It's in that middle school type dynamic. And so what occurs is that the father kind of like he's going with the mother. Mother thinks, well, he's really an older boy now, and he's with the father. And they're both very comfortable with that thought. And even beyond that thought, they thought he's with the family. So they went about a day, and they didn't find him. Have you ever had your child get lost? How about today? I have experienced that for a brief moment and had this spark panic within. And so they suddenly realized he's not there. And then we had to go for a check through the whole company and get to ask everyone, did you see him? Did you see him? Did you see him? And eventually somebody probably said, John, last time I saw him, he was with the rabbis and the priests and learning from them. And so they began, and they went back to Jerusalem looking for him. But one of the promises is that Jesus was a very obedient kid. And we'll see that later when it says that he was obedient to them, verse 51. So they just counted on him doing the right thing. Now, when I was younger, that was less likely to happen. But they counted on him doing the right thing. And so after 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers. Now, the different times that I may have strayed off, I wish I could say that my parents found me among the Sunday school teachers, or even among my grammar school teachers, sitting among them, hungry for more learning. But with Jesus, he already was not just the son of the commandments, he was a son of the commander. The Lord Adonai, the Lord of all. And so, they just were surprised at this. And it says he was listening to them and asking questions. And this was the classic rabbinic model. You would find a rabbi and you'd like sit at his feet. You'll see it in the New Testament. You go through it, it says, they sat at his feet. When you sat at someone's feet, you were inviting them to teach you or to share. It was like a symbol. And so, he was inviting teaching from them. He listened
he still listens, by the way. Do you realize how well Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, the Son of Man, listens to the needs of your heart? Not just to the teachers, but to the student. A good teacher, how many of you have taught? Does a good teacher ever stop learning? Does a good teacher ever stop listening? And so Jesus listens like that to us because he cares, even if the Heavenly Father does so. As this is going, he's listening, he was asking questions. When I taught U.S. history, perhaps the best way I knew how sharp my students were was by the questions they asked. If they were penetrating questions, if they got to the heart of the matter, and especially if they asked me questions I couldn't answer, but I'd always say, I would say, let me look into that more so I can give you an answer in greater depth. Greater depth versus no depth, essentially. And Jesus had that kind of listening. Wouldn't you want to have been there? I mean, wouldn't you love to hear the questions you would have asked if they're teaching? You know, walked up to a very learned, probably one of the more learned and vintage teachers. And he would have said, what's the greatest command? Love the Lord your God. Or maybe he would have said, find another teacher. By the way, these questions are not complex. And they're simple to understand, but not easy to answer, and even harder to live. I would love more questions he asked. But he has to figure something of what comes later is in the questions. Because questions show the direction that you're searching. I go over my house was standing on just to listen to the questions you would have asked. There's something really special when you listen to someone that is especially gifted when they're young. They have a hint of who they will be. And this would have been the same path of all time. And it says everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. Remember when you took math at school? I was really good at math, which was nice. You learned something. And as I took math, what I would do is I would get to the answer real quick because I had this methodology inside and I'd get through and I'd be the first one done with a test. And my answers would be all right. Do you think I got an A for that paper? How many think I got an A with every answer right? I probably got like a 60. Why did I get a 60? Because I didn't show them how I got to the answer. And the math teacher would say, show me the steps, young man. Show me the steps. And I said, well, my father taught me how to do it without steps. Let me alert you. That is a wrong answer. And when my father came up, he sought to defend me, which made me very memorable to the math teacher. So, I can memorize an answer. As a history major, there are a lot of questions that we memorize the answer. But as a historian, or would-be historian, understanding the times that presented the answer is so much more important. And Jesus understood what was going on inside of the rabbis and in us. It said, when his parents saw him, they were astounded. One verse says, confounded. I hope they were confounded. Just realize that they had a new son. And the mom, she kind of be curious like that. When I heard those words, I must have more of Jesus in me than I thought. And I can remember my father. My father's reaction, I still remember and feel it. Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. And then the first words of Jesus in the gospel. Remember the first words are special. They're memorable. And they give insight. And they can be translated two ways. Didn't you know? You taught me, Mom and Dad. Said, didn't you remember you taught me to be in my father's house? Or to be about my father's business? They taught him. But do you realize that he had reached the point where he was really about it? There is an awesome time when you see those that you were teaching. When they not only understand what you're teaching, but they live it. And this is one of those times for Jesus. He's at home in his father's house. We were left in some ways in this world home alone. But the God of all creation brings the Son of God in to be with us and to fill our home, to be in our Father's house. The Father was a transmitter, particularly in this word, of who you are. Who I am in some regards is my Father's Son. And here, Jesus knew Joseph was his earthly father, stepfather. But he is asserting that the Heavenly Father is his heavenly real father. He's asserting the relationship as a child of God, which each of us can do or are invited to do. To be in my Father's house, to be about my Father's business. When it says to be in or to be about, the Greek word is where we get synergy from. It is to flow together. It's to get it together. And when it gets it together at this young age, he has a sense, and it's in the Greek also, a sense of instrumentality, a sense of being an instrument of God, a sense of that which you, who I am, is about the purposes of God and the doing that, he will embody God's love for you. It has begun. It continues. And the flesh